On Mondays, we read from your letters, and this week, a few unanswered questions. Our program on Iraqi textbooks left Gregory Ferguson of Little Rock, Arkansas, wondering, what about the education of Iraqi girls? Phoebe Marr is back with us to respond. She's the author of The Modern History of Iraq and joins us from her home here in Washington, D.C., and thanks very much for being with us again.
Nice to be here.
What kind of education was a young girl in Iraq likely to receive before the war?
She was likely to receive just exactly the same education as her male counterpart. One of the areas in which Iraq has been very good, at least from our perspective, has been relative equality for women and in education. Under revolutionary regimes, even the Ba'ath, they made a big effort at literacy, and that meant to a great extent getting literacy centers in rural areas where, as in many developing countries, women don't get an education. So they did a good job in trying to bring literacy to women and getting them in schools. And while I can't say that women are exactly equal to men at all levels of schooling, they're still somewhat behind. There's nothing in the laws or the policy of the previous government that would say that they shouldn't. And in higher education, they do very well, and they also get jobs and work. So certainly that should continue. But the education system has declined greatly because of sanctions. Books and schools and equipment and so forth have declined. So what I would expect, as money comes into the country, the educational system will begin to improve again, and this should help the women.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Phoebe Marr is the author of The Modern History of Iraq, and she spoke with us from her home here in Washington, D.C. Kathy from Orem, Utah, wrote us during our program on severe acute respiratory syndrome with this question. The name of this disease seems redundant to me. Wouldn't calling it either severe or acute be sufficient? Well, NPR health editor Joe Neal is here with us in Studio 3A. Joe, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Neal.
So why both severe and acute?
Well, you know, many people have asked about this. I think the confusion comes from two separate languages being used here, English and medicalese. I think in English, acute is often taken to mean something more severe. Thus, when people hear something called severe acute, they think they're hearing double.
Mm-hmm.
But in medicalese, the use of acute is really more precise and closer to the dictionary definition of the word. The dictionary says acute means sudden onset or sharp rise, referring only to time and not to the severity or the degree of severity of a disease. So what we have here is the word acute respiratory syndrome. Now we need a modifier, moderate, mild, or severe.
Mm-hmm.
In acute respiratory syndrome, adding the severe became necessary because many of these patients were not only just having coughing and pneumonia, they had to have a mechanical ventilator to breathe. So it took the disease acute respiratory syndrome out of the routine and put it into the severe.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
NPR's health editor, Joe Neal. We also have a correction to make during our discussion on state budgets and education funding. A caller from Oklahoma said that Oklahoma's current governor ran on a no-lottery platform only to reverse himself once he was elected. That is inaccurate, wrote Becky Clark of Pryor, Oklahoma. Brad Henry ran on a lottery platform that was mentioned in every one of his campaign ads. We did confirm that Governor Henry did run on a pro-lottery stance, and we thank Becky for the correction. And finally, many of you wrote in during our segment on the death of singer Nina Simone with remembrances and requests, including Jared Lucas Nathanson of Boston, Massachusetts. Please mention Pirate Jenny. Her version is inspired, he wrote. My roommates and I listened to it last night when we heard the news. Goodbye, great diva. We'll end the show today with part of that song, originally composed by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill for the Three Penny Opera. Here is Nina Simone and Pirate Jenny.
There's a scream in the night, and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing. And you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you.